As they head into the final week of the campaign, the two Boston mayoral candidates are locked in a dead heat with the final debate slated for tonight. You'll hear tonight's debate at 7 p.m. on WBUR. This morning, we continue our look at the two candidates. Yesterday, we profiled State Representative Marty Walsh of Dorchester. Today, WBUR's David Scharfenberg looks at the background and proposals of the other candidate, Boston City Councilor John Connolly of West Roxbury.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our coming together to reaffirm, confirm, and affirm our support for John Connolly.
It was perhaps the emotional high point of City Councilor John Connolly's campaign for mayor. More than 100 ministers, activists, and moms, most of them black, some Latino and Asian, gathered to endorse him at the century-old Hibernian Hall in Roxbury. The building, once an Irish social club, now a fixture of black Boston, is a potent symbol for the trajectory and ambition of this man who would be mayor. Raised in a middle-class Irish Catholic enclave, the scion of a prominent political family, Connolly has drawn plenty from the traditional wells of power. His campaign runs in no small part on hefty donations from lawyers and developers. But he's also sought a broader experience and a broader political appeal. Connolly has worked with low-income kids as a teacher, reached out to the parents of murder victims as a city councilor, and cultivated the entrepreneurs behind Boston's bubbling innovation economy. He needs those relationships now more than ever. In the waning days of the mayoral race, his critics are focusing on the early part of his story, on the advantages of his childhood, dubbing him, in the words of one flyer sent to thousands of homes, a son of privilege. Connolly's story starts here in Roslindale, in a neighborhood of handsome, though hardly opulent, homes.
It was great.
That's Connolly.
It was a place where you could go through backyards and doors were open and you'd just see piles of kids everywhere. It was just very tight-knit neighborhood and a wonderful place to grow up.
Connolly's father was a state representative and then a four-term secretary of state, his mother a lawyer and later a judge. They sent him, as a teen, to Roxbury Latin, an elite prep school that taught him to be a critical thinker and taught him the hard way.
There was a lot of tears and a lot of struggles. They really just push you to your bounds intellectually, academically. There was a growth through suffering element.
Connolly, a 40-year-old Democrat, says the talk of a privileged upbringing is a bit overblown. Roslindale, he quips, is no Beverly Hills. It's an important distinction in the context of this race. He's facing off against State Representative Marty Walsh, a longtime labor leader who grew up in a triple-decker in Dorchester and has pitched himself as a champion of the working class. Still, Connolly is acutely aware of the advantages he had, advantages that were particularly pronounced in the Boston of the 70s and 80s.
There was a real polarization in Boston along racial and class lines, and that, you know, there was just some real terrible hatred that often felt palpable. And I think it gave a lot of us a real sense that things weren't right. Certainly for me, while I was very lucky to grow up in Roslindale, I knew that there were so many people in my generation who were not getting the opportunities I did.
Connolly says that sense of inequity drove him to teach in urban schools for 3 years after graduating from Harvard.
I think I made a difference for my students and in their lives, but I know they transformed my life. This is where I really saw firsthand that poverty just becomes an incredible obstacle to someone's success.
Connolly taught for 2 years at a Jesuit school on New York's Lower East Side, serving mostly poor Latino kids, and for a year at a charter school in Boston. He says his last year in the classroom was a disaster. The school was poorly run. He was drowning. Connolly left to attend Boston College Law School and went on to practice corporate law at a pair of downtown firms, including the heavyweight Ropes and Gray. Later, he set out on his own with a couple of partners, but the law was not for him.
You know, I learned a lot. I worked with a lot of great people, but my heart was never in it. And I think that was a piece that my wife and I always struggled with, that I was working all these hours, but I wasn't particularly happy.
Connolly, who lives in West Roxbury with his wife and three children, won an at-large seat on the city council in 2007, and he's made education his signature issue. 2 years ago, he uncovered expired food in school freezers. Last year, he was the lone vote against the teacher's contract, citing its failure to extend the school day. And he speaks about the public schools with the authority of a parent. His daughter attends an elementary school in Dorchester. Along the way, Connolly spent countless hours talking with teachers and policymakers and moms. Moms worried about a kid left on the bus or a special education plan gone awry. Moms now volunteering for his mayoral campaign by the dozen. Moms like Valerie Madden of Roxbury.
I'm one of those moms he talks about. and we are pretty fierce and very dedicated. I have yard signs. I have bumper stickers. I have friends and neighbors who didn't want to have bumper stickers who have bumper stickers.
Connolly has embraced a market-based education reform movement that favors charter schools, accountability, and more flexibility for principals to hire and fire. That's drawn the ire of the Boston Teachers Union and other defenders of traditional public education. And his focus on schools comes with other risks, too. There are only so many voters with school-aged children. But Connolly has worked to connect education to other issues. Good schools mean fewer dropouts, he says, healthier and safer neighborhoods, a better economy. And good schools are of interest not just to low-income moms, but to young, middle-class families hoping to stay in the city. They are, in short, a way to stitch together the city, and for Connolly, a broad electoral coalition. That seemed the aim on a recent weekday night when the candidate spoke at a Women for Connolly fundraiser at the sleek offices of a private equity firm in the Back Bay. He talked to the successful Bostonians who walk past teenage dropouts at Downtown Crossing every day. And he spoke of a friend, a woman he met at his daughter's elementary school, who lost a loved one in a shooting.
And at the end of this, we're all connected. It's just about whether we're going to choose to see it or not. I want to build a city quite simply where my children belong to you and your children belong to me, and we recognize that we will never stand so tall as when we stand together.
On November 5th, Bostonians will decide whether John Connolly, the guy from Roslindale, the guy who attended Harvard and taught school and worked as a lawyer, is the one to knit them all together. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.